Welcome to the For the Gram podcast. Thank you for joining Vic from The Stump Shop and Dom from M Inspired Living. Every week, they discuss current social media trends, their experiences as content creators, family life, and everything in between. Now, let's get right into this week's episode.
Trying to get this big burp out before we go live. Oh, no chance. So welcome back. I might just have to take a quick pause there in a few seconds, but man, that intro every time gets me a little bit pumped up. You know, I feel like doing some push-ups, maybe jumping off the top rope.
I feel like I need a ladder in here now to like have a ladder match with someone.
The TLC matches. Those are my favorite on in the video game, man. I'm still threatening every day myself. I'm not threatening anyone except myself to cancel that damn wrestling channel I signed up for because
you're
of you.
You're not canceling it. Now,
I know. And then
now I
watching.
Got like addicted to it. My son goes to bed and I secretly watch it by myself because he can't stay up until like midnight to finish.
Yeah.
He goes to bed and then we watch it the next day when he comes home from school, right?
Yeah.
Once he goes to bed, I turn it on to see what's happening.
Of course. I was talking to people at the Maker meetup recently in Toronto. It was too bad you missed that. A lot of people asked about you. That was a good time. But I started talking about wrestling there, about how something's triggered lately where I've started, going back to that. But yeah, man. So welcome back. I love recording. Let's do this, man. Let's promise each other we'll do it. We're going to try for weekly, guys, coming up this summer.
We should in the fall. We're going daily.
We're going to be like the Young and the Restless of podcasts.
Yeah.
Every day for 28 years, every single day.
Imagine.
I'll be Victor Newman. But yeah, speaking of trying to go every week, that's kind of funny because we also are talking about how we need some time off this summer, especially going on vacation, taking breaks. And obviously the For the Gram podcast is part of both of our portfolios. Like, you know, you mentioned that you're a host of a podcast. So it's all part of the content creation game. In this case, the content we're creating is this podcast. Do we ever get a break? Do content creators ever get a break? Do they take vacation, Dom? That's what we're chatting about tonight. Does that exist in our world?
No. Good night, everybody.
Good night, guys. Thanks for tuning in. And your answer is very similar to mine. So
I think it's a much more complicated answer. I think, you know what? A lot of people, I think, are really good at it. Like our friend Tyson Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He does every year. I think it's like right after Christmas. He takes, I think it's like 60 days. Completely off of all social media, and he's like a well-known content creator. He's got a big following, and you know, he works with a lot of brands, but he, you know, that's, it's non-negotiable with him. And that beginning of the year, he takes, I'm pretty sure it's 60 days, and he's gone and he's off.
Is that like scheduled for him every year? Because I know that
he does it every year. I think the first year he did it was the year, like the first time that we went to Workbench.
That's right. I remember that.
I think that was because I think I remember talking to him about it there, about, you know, how was it, how, and yeah, he does it every year. He says he would not change it. Like I've talked to him about it other times as well. So, okay. I mean, some people are able to do it. They're disciplined and they're like, you know what? I need this time.
Yep.
A lot of others, I mean, are you ever really like you or I, we go on vacation, right?
Yeah.
Or say, great example, when we went to Vegas in January, I don't think either one of us actually posted a post, like a reel or a static post or anything, but we still did some stupid stories here and there and like posts. So are you really on vacation from it? You're not, because your mind is still there. You're still posting stuff.
That's exactly what I had. The very few notes I had written down for tonight's episode was the physical versus the mental vacation. Yeah. Because like you mentioned, okay, let's stick with Vegas then. Perfect example. Yes, maybe for 4 or 5 days, I didn't have an actual in-feed post on my reel. But mentally, I can tell you, I was thinking, man, should I have scheduled one? What am I posting the next morning I get back? I also have to do the stories while we're here. Because mind you, in our last episode, you're the one that said each platform these days is like 5 platforms in one. So when you're doing Instagram, it's like, all right, Dom, we're not posting because we're in Vegas on vacation. air quotes, yeah. vacation, but let's go quickly down to the lobby, man, because I need you for this transition because yeah. I got to post a story. And it's like, all right, dude, like you were down with it. You know, yeah. you know, yeah. we both know the game, but it's like, are we on fucking vacation or is it yeah. still constantly yeah. no, on no, our no. mind?
Like you're if you're on vacation from social media, it's like you delete it from your phone so you don't look at it.
Yeah.
Right.
See, so, I don't think that's that extreme break or vacation. I don't think I'll ever do yeah. that. I have. I think the longest was, you know, I think I went like 4 days, but I still checked. Like I was that creeper, but I didn't comment, didn't like. And for me, it was different reasons. It was mainly because I thought I was in a what's that? What do we used to think we're in? Like Instagram jail?
Oh, yeah.
Shadow ban.
Shadow ban.
Shadow yeah. ban. I haven't heard that word in a while, but that's when I was like, okay, I'm going to take a break from, but that's not really taking a break, right?
Yeah.
Even your cottage, for example, like when we go up there, one thing though that has changed that I feel is maker meetups, your cottage, when you come over for the driveway,
yeah.
You know, projects and like, when you get together with Instagrammers, do you remember, like, I don't even have to go that far back. Let's say maybe 2 years ago, it was all about content. Like, okay, yeah. I'm with this group of people because of Instagram. Yeah. I got to make a video, right?
Like, I have to like document every detail of what happens during this yeah. you know, 4 hour period. Yeah.
I have to show everyone that's here and tag them all, get everyone's yeah. handles. I think that might have changed a little bit recently. Do you find that? Or even when you come over, it's like that's not one of the
yeah.
first things.
Oh, yeah. How many times do we get together now that we don't even post anything, right? Like,
yeah,
we go like the whole time and it's not even mentioned that we were together. But I think still it depends on the situation and who you're with and where you're at in your social media progression, because I think there's a natural, you start out and you're excited about it, then it's fun and hey, I gotta post this and I gotta show people this, and then as you go along it just becomes like nobody cares where I am, like like we went to Vegas and we posted because, you know, some funny things, and there's the small, you know, group of people that
the core people
they know us and they laugh with us and they're our friends. They're not followers. That like they're literally our friends. So they know our personalities and they laugh along with us. But like, out of all my followers, out of 100,000 followers, how many do you really think cared about you eating a flower out of your drink? Like that story that yeah. we made.
Well, I can maybe, tell you that story was
maybe 20 out of 100,000 cared, and the other 99,980,000 of them were like, they don't
unfollowed
care.
Me. Yeah. I know. It's one of those things where it's, and it also depends on your kind of personal definition of vacation, right? Because we're not trying to tie this into the episode of taking a social media break. We're talking about actual, like, do content creators get a chance to go on vacation where they, for example, let's say you're an accountant, okay? I just picked an office job yeah. Or whatever. You work in an office somewhere and you go on vacation, you're not doing your work. Like, you're not
that's
accounting.
It. You shut
you're
it down. You put that voicemail message, I will be out of the office this week,
right.
returning on Monday, June the 5th. If you need anything in the meantime, please. You leave the
message
and you're
my
gone.
Associate, yeah.
And then,
or the triple
yeah, exactly.
O email but, out
no,
of office.
I don't think content creator, because if you are a content creator and not just like for fun and you have, you know, maybe a few thousand followers, like if you're like reach a point where you're working with brands and like you're really in it, I don't think you ever go on vacation from that, because I think your mind is immersed in it at that point. You're always thinking about whether it's, like you said, what I'm going to post when my... You still go and you enjoy your vacation, right? Like, we went yeah. to Vegas, we had a blast, but yeah, your mind, when you have those moments, still goes to, what am I going to post when I get back home? Or, like, yeah. what can I... Like, is there anything good here to post a quick, funny story? So, like, you never turn it off. It's never like a 9-to-5 job where you walk out of the office and... It's
and
not
you
your
get a
it's not your problem until you go back a week later or whatever it is, right?
Yeah, yeah. I went on I hopped on a website here called
Hootieandtheblowfish.com.
Remember that website? I still have it up in the background. I have it on auto refresh. I don't want to miss any of their stats, but this one's actually even more fancy. It's called unsplash.com. Okay. Mm-hmm. And anyways, I got some ways here to, let me just ask you.
Let me just say, I already don't like it from the name Unsplash. What does that mean?
Unsplash.
It's, you can't unsplash something. Once it's splashed, you can't.
Yeah, you
imagine
can.
King Kong Bundy jumpy splashing you. That's it. You're squashed. You're squashed. You can't.
You should know as a content creator, you film something cool, you put it in reverse, it in you've reverse. Now unsplashed it. There you go.
Do that funny like reel that I'm pretty sure I must have done it at some point too, where everybody does. Hey, have you ever seen this magic sander that puts all the, the roughness bar? Have you ever seen this magic paintbrush that takes all the paint off?
Or the tap, the paintbrush tap. Yeah. Look at this wall. Boom. It's now board and batten because I tapped it with this magic fucking brush. Anyways, one of the ways this website suggests taking a vacation, but it also is actually, I like this fact because it kind of keeps in mind what you just talked about. It depends what level you're at. Are you doing this for fun? Are you working with brands? Because it calls the first number, I guess, as to how to take a vacation, a different approach by Instagrammers or content creators, is it's called the break free approach. And the first option works better for people who don't have to worry about a drop in the numbers. And that's when it comes into play. If you have hundreds of thousands of followers, both in terms of audience and money, right? Because if you're not relying on posting this week as a deliverable for a brand, then, and it goes on to say, and you're pretty confident you can take the loss and not worry about your, in this case, it says blog, but we're, you know, we're using it for your feed, your account for 2 to 3 weeks. And that's it. Maybe publish a quick piece explaining you'll be away, which you and I talked about a lot. I hate doing that. I will never do that. But that's it. So that's one way. It's called the break free approach, which I agree with. It doesn't work if you actually, aren't at the level yet where your page can kind of carry itself for a bit.
Yeah.
Right. Cause I mean, if you're at, 300 followers, suddenly you're like, all right guys, I'm taking a 6 month vacation. It's, you're going to come back to 20 followers. Yeah. And
no, I think it does. It does really have to do with like where you're like, I can tell you right now, we'll talk about it a little later, but I'm sort of in a forced 1 week vacation here.
Oh yeah, because of your. Right,
We'll talk about it in a bit. I have like a small.
Dom is currently. Yeah,
I'm in a full body cast.
He's in the hospital right now, man. I'm so happy your wife dropped off your mic and laptop.
I have I have like tendonitis in my wrist from overworking it. So, doctor told me I can't work for about a week unless I want to do more damage to it. But
here you are though, you're creating a podcast.
Well, and point I was going to make is we're doing this podcast, my mind, because also again, like I have a couple deliverables due coming up. Right. So I have that. And today all day I was thinking like, what do I do? Do I wait to see how my hand's going to be in a few days? Do I reach out now and say, hey, look, I'm going to need a bit of an extension here because I'm only able to use one arm at the moment.
I overextended my wrist.
Yeah. So, I think in our case and where we're at with it, I don't think you can take like a full vacation from it.
Yeah. I actually booked a vacation with my family coming up in the next, several months. And I once again also admit that it's going to be a vacation physically and I'm going away and I cannot wait. And I've been better at it lately about the mental part of it. But I just don't think it's actually in our world. Mark used to say this all the time is if that causes you more stress in trying to force yourself to take a vacation, then instead don't take a vacation. Just, do what makes you actually be able to enjoy that getaway, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah. But I mean, is that the right way of doing things? Like, you're never going to take a vacation because you got stressed out because, you're not going to be working?
I think
to me, that sounds like there's a problem there as well.
No, but let me say this, though. Like, let's say you go to a beach or whatever your type of, you know, amazing vacation is. Let's say you're lying on the beach and you're there for, you know, a few hours or pretty much the whole day. And you're constantly like, because you have Wi-Fi nowadays at all these resorts or cruise ship hotels in Europe, wherever you go. You're going to be thinking like, why can't I just, I'm lying here, literally forcing myself to do nothing. Like I'm trying to clear my mind. But why can't I go on my phone? I want to read the news. I want to check on social media. I might then take a quick, you know, video of my toes in the ocean, and because I have to create content. So it's like, but that's what I want to do, right? It's not that it's stressing me out. I think it would be more on my mind if I didn't do it.
I think that you can go on vacation, still enjoy your vacation, and fit a little bit of that in. I think it's just knowing where to draw the line, that you're not, you know, on your phone doing stories all day long. But I think if you squeeze in a story here and there, I think there's no harm to that. It relieves you, like it gives you that, I did a couple story, like you feel good about it. And I think you can still enjoy your vacation. Like I said, we did that, whatever it was, 4 days in Vegas. Neither one of us were really on our phone that often.
No,
right?
Not that
but we
often.
We still squeezed in some story. Like I was satisfied with, like I was not bothered there. That I never had the thought that I'm missing out or I should be posting something. That never crossed my mind.
No, I've been like that. Never mind when I'm on vacation. I'm like that when I'm at home. You know, I'm like, oh well, I haven't posted today. It's fine, but. Speaking
of that, before you get to your other website thing, I'm coming up. This is the longest that I've ever gone without posting.
No.
The last.
How long?
Okay. Well, this is going to drop. Well, actually, this is probably going to drop on a Tuesday. So it's going to be relative because today's Tuesday that we're recording it. The last thing I posted was last Thursday. So it's almost a full week.
Is it on your Instagram?
Yeah, since holy. I've posted like an actual reel or a post or something. And like I have one, I've had it for, like I was going to post it today. I was going to prepare it last night. And now I was thinking about preparing it tonight after we're done here for tomorrow. But
and like, then you immediately tell yourself, then I won't have one anymore.
Like, well, no, but the problem is I have to like type with, you know how hard it is to use your phone with one hand? Like, it just, and it makes me say, you know what, fuck it. I don't want to do it. I can't be bothered.
Yeah, I have a couple.
But it is. It's coming up. But like, I don't know if I'm going to end up, you know, doing it and dropping it tomorrow or not. But if not, I'm going to go a full week. I don't think I've ever gone one whole week without at least one post in there.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, I mean, for you, that's a long time.
It doesn't hurt that like my numbers are dropping. So like there's no motivation to post because no matter what you do, you're dropping.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right. Then you start to get into that rut where you're convincing yourself like what's the point of
like,
this
why am I gonna drive myself crazy and like do a one-handed like post when nobody's even gonna see it and I'm still gonna lose, you know, 25 followers tomorrow.
Yeah, that's interesting coming from you though, because you've always been the big, like even when our numbers started to become shit, you were still doing every single day, right? Or at the most you would miss one day. But that's crazy, man. Almost a week. Do it, man. Do it for a full week, then post a story telling people that you're taking a, you know, I'm sure a lot of you have noticed I've been gone for one full week, right? And then take another week off and see what happens. But
and you know what, let me say this, that you know how people always, you know, they go away and they say, you know, I've been getting a lot of messages and I appreciate it, you know, how I've been. Let me say this, I haven't posted anything in a week. I haven't gotten one fucking message from anybody.
I'll be honest, man. No, I'm probably your best friend on Instagram. I didn't even notice you. I haven't posted in a week.
See?
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
No one cares.
But that's an important thing, too, for people to understand that, because it's very easy to get wrapped up in this, right? Especially once you start to grow and you start to see some brand deals and that sort of stuff. Very easy to get wrapped up into it. But you have to remember that if tomorrow you disappear, it's not like the Instagram goes on.
I'm talking to an old Italian guy and he's talking about disappearing tomorrow. Jesus. No, I'm all scared and shit. A couple huge guys in suits show up to my front door. But yeah, man, you're right. It's, you know, you're just a number. You're just another name. You're just another handle. And if you disappear like Dom has for like, a week, then okay, he's going to be replaced.
Maybe it was a little bit harsh the way I said it. There are people that are going to care. You have your group of friends. Like I'm sure if Vic didn't see me, you know, for a while, you say, hey, well, you know, what's going on? Why? But the vast majority of your followers are there for entertainment purposes. They're not there because they're your friend, that they're invested in you or your life. So if you just stop posting content one day, they're going to watch the content of the other, however many people that they follow. It's like, yeah, it's not going to be a huge loss to that group of people.
Yeah.
So don't or take even it so seriously.
Yeah. Don't take it so personally, but even when people, like, for example, lately, my driveway actually was the one that you helped me with the other day. It got a lot of like feedback, and people messaged me, and I think two or three people put it in their stories too about how, you know, just watch this video if you're interested in your driveway. And I was thinking in my head, I'm like, that's funny, man, because that's a project that, yes, it was a deliverable. I had to make two videos. So now in my head, never mind that work itself, it's constant. It's never ending. Like even now I'm like, okay, once we've wrapped up tonight's episode, I have to do a voiceover for part two because my contract said I have to do two reels on this driveway.
I was wondering why you did it like that.
Exactly. So then I was like, how the hell did I make two reels on one driveway project? So this is not a shameless plug, but it is. Go check my first video, and now you can see how to create two videos where it was clearly just one should have sufficed. But
just cut the video in half and post half of it one day and half of it a week later.
Just do a little fade out on the music and say, okay, tune in for part two. But like literally like right in the middle of the video. But then there's that. And then now I'm thinking, man, I'm like, I still have to finish editing, and then I have to write the plans for it. It's like, it never ends, you know. Even if I'm on vacation or days off from the job, that doesn't exist, man, in our world. I think that's the gist of our episode, that yes, in a literal sense, you can go on vacation, but no, as a content creator, vacation does not exist.
Yeah. Agreed. Speaking of your driveway, that turned out pretty good, eh? Were you happy with it?
I was extremely happy with it. In fact, I'm very, very excited about it. The only crappy thing now is nothing happened. Like, it's still perfect. The quality's awesome. But of course we have to go and get, like, it was 44 degrees today in my, where I was parked in my car. Like, it even said that on my thermometer, which to Americans is like, whatever it is in Fahrenheit, a lot. Like it's very, very hot.
100 and something. Yeah.
Yeah. So as soon as I started driving in my truck, I heard like almost like a sucking sound where my tires had melted into the.
But
then I got out quickly. I was like, no, nothing happened. So, but I guess like it's just so hot that
even though it's like a few days tacky ago, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, no, this sucks. Of course we have to get this weather. Yeah. But no, man, that turned out really good. And it was a fun project. We mentioned that when we're together, like we like these day or two projects. It's fun. We get to do some videos, but we didn't get out of the car like filming right away like we used to. Remember, it was like I'd come around the corner when I'm seeing Dom and I'd have my camera ready. And it was like the fucking biggest thing ever. Right?
Yeah, but that's a good point. Yeah, it would be a whole day thing, like every single this time. I think I did a couple stories, like just stupid stories. And I think that's good enough.
Yeah, it was funny, man.
People don't want to see every single like little detail of our stupidity.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good project.
What do you got going on? You did your railing.
I did the railing. That was
that.
Fantastic. I can't believe I've never done a railing before, but that couldn't have been easier. And I was I was a little bit worried about it. Like, you know, I had even asked you if you had like a free weekend to come up for a couple days to help me out.
This guy fucked me last year. I'm never doing that again. Whenever Dom says, hey, you got a free weekend at my cottage, I always say no from now on.
So yeah, this guy told me his first free weekend's in October. So I said, all right, well, let me just try and do this by myself. But surprisingly, it was so easy. Like so easy. And Dave from the Brolaws, he's the guy that, you know, he hooked me up with this company for the railing and Regal Ideas. And he said, like, you won't have a problem. Everything is so easy to do. And it was. It was, like, really, really easy. I'm really happy with it and looks so much better now with a railing on it. So, yeah, that was 2 weeks ago. Then this past weekend, I was working. I had some work to do inside because, you know, last year I did the whole, like, shiplap thing. You came up to help me with the ceiling.
Yeah.
Which, in hindsight, I should have waited to get somebody's help to do this part of ceiling that I did by myself. But so I did the whole thing, but I didn't show, like, the kitchen area that I didn't touch. I left it the way it was, just a little kitchen area. So I started working on that this weekend. I ripped out the old sink. I'm putting a new sink in, and I put the last two little pieces of ceiling that I had some shiplap left over. I put them up there. I painted some of the walls white with the Rust-Oleum's new Color Spark paint.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I'm really, really happy with the paint.
It's a good product. I keep seeing it in on ads and in Walmart.
Really happy with it. So made a big difference. But like I said, I did these two sections of ceiling by myself on a ladder, and they were like full shiplap sections, basically. Like the shiplap's 96-inch. I think I had to cut them to like 92-inch. So it was basically the full sheet. And I was putting them up all weekend, holding them up with one hand and nailing them in with the other. And by Sunday night when I got home, my wrist was sore, right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't terrible. Like, I could bend it. I could do things. So Monday morning, still sore. So I got work to do. So spent all day working. I was working on the new countertop and flipping it and sand. I think the sanding too really got me.
Oh, yeah. Right? Vibrating and stuff.
Yeah, that motion. And I was doing a whole bunch of work. Still sore, but like, okay. I finished up, went to go get my son at school, came home. I took a shower. Once my body cooled down, I cannot explain to you the pain in my, was excruciating.
Like, oh my God. This guy thought he's gonna die.
I'm pretty good with pain, and I couldn't take, like I said to my wife, I said, I need to go to like the urgent care and see what's wrong with my hand because I did some damage here. Like, I can't handle the pain.
Yeah.
Anyway, you remember a couple years ago when I thought I was Donovan Bailey and I blew out both my knees?
This guy had bionic knees when we met up.
this was
worse.
This is far worse, the pain than my knees. My, you know why too? Because the knees, once I sat down and put my legs up, they didn't hurt. It was like when you put pressure on them. This is like a constant pain. It's just constant, nonstop
pain.
Anyway, the long story, not short, because I already made it long. I will go to this urgent care center, I'll wait a couple hours. Finally, the doctor sees me. I have tendonitis. So I have to wear this like brace on my wrist for a week, and I can't do anything unless I was warned by the doctor, unless I wanted to make it worse. I need to take it easy.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the world of fucked up wrists, to be honest, man. My wrists have been terrible. I've been splashing into that cold bath, though, quite often.
Yeah. How has that been? Do you find that helps you?
I think it does help me. Yeah, it does.
Like, I'm sure you feel invigorated, like right after you get out. I'm sure you feel really good.
But then that feeling, like, it lasts for a while. Like, to be honest,
so that's good. That's what I was wondering. Yeah.
Yeah. So like today, I did the whole, because it's been like really hot outside, I can't use the water in it, so I had to drain it, fill it up with cold hose water, then pour in all the ice.
That's
I had
a bit
today
of pain. That's a bit of a pain in the ass, though. Like, for me, that's almost enough to say, you know, forget
it. Fuck it. Yeah, I know. Well, you know what you could do at this point, and I'm a guy who has a cold plunge bath. Just use your fucking bathtub. Just fill it up with cold ass tap water. That's the same as the hose, and then pour the ice in there. The only difference is it's fun doing it outside, right? Because you don't have to worry about the water. You hop out. Today was so hot, so as soon as I got out. But yeah, that helps. I think it helps a little bit with like joints and all that.
Yeah,
and
it does.
There's all these
other benefits. all the inflammation and
So next year,
if you do that polar bear plunge again, you're gonna walk in there, no problem.
Everyone arrives in the morning, starts setting up. I'm already in the lake, just waiting.
He's already in there. He's spent 8 hours in the lake. Yeah.
when we go to your cottage this summer, I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night when it's the coldest and go fucking swimming.
Yeah. Speaking of my cottage.
No, I'm not coming.
I now learned that because I need to shiplap the ceilings in the bedrooms. Guess I'm not doing that by myself. So
I might be able to squeeze you in. If you have October, I think, 19th to between October 19th and October 23rd, I'm free.
That might be Thanksgiving. No, Thanksgiving's earlier than that.
What about these days now with Instagram changing so much and scheduled posts becoming a thing? Because remember before you used to have to use a third party app and all that, yeah. And that was always, it was always scary giving someone else your password. But yeah, would that be able to allow you as a content creator to take a more enjoyed and deserved vacation? Or do you still have to babysit those posts once they go live?
Yeah, that's the thing is that you'd still like, I don't know if I'd want to schedule. Well, number one, I don't have that feature. I can't schedule a post.
Oh, you still don't?
No, I can't.
Okay.
But like, I don't think I'd be comfortable scheduling a post and then just not checking in on it.
Yeah.
Right. Like I'm going on vacation next week. I schedule a post for next Tuesday and Thursday, but I don't go back, check on it until the following Monday when I'm back. Nah, I think at that point, I'd rather just not post.
Yeah, I guess so. Or what's going to happen is what we both suspect would happen is you open it up, you get a couple hundred likes, you know, four comments that you need to answer. And then, or you open up your phone, like it's happened with me in TikTok specifically, and you're like, holy shit, like, you know, thousands of new followers. And this video obviously went viral. So I don't know, man. It's
actually my TikTok has started to grow, like nothing astronomical, but like it started to grow like fairly well, like regularly, like every day I see it, you know, up another couple hundred or 100, which is pretty good. Like you see progress.
Yep. Right. That's like the early Instagram days, right? When you'd get 100 or 2 a day, and it was very, very motivating for you to keep pumping out on that platform. But the reason I asked you about the, you know, the auto scheduler is because going on this list from the same website here, number 2, to take a vacation, you can set up the autopilot, which it would be for us the scheduling, but we just talked about that. So we're looking at number 3 mainly for how I would probably use that feature is called the semi autopilot, where you would have scheduled stuff, but then like Dom said, I would really hate to leave it lingering there. I think that would work well. Like let's say, for example, an all-inclusive resort, you're going to have breakfast with the family at 8 a.m., but that's when you want your post to go live. So yeah, you have the autopilot, drop it at 8 a.m., but don't interrupt your vacation family time. Then after breakfast, you know, you're back in the room, everyone has their free time, then you can check your phone. That's kind of like a hybrid approach, right? Yeah, you're on vacation, but you're still there, right? Anyways, fuck, all this talk about vacation, man, I got to get my ass on a beach soon, eh?
I own a whole beach. Like,
I know you do, man. I know.
I own the longest freshwater beach in the world.
But then why do you only call me up there when there's work to do? Fuck, just be like, hey, Vic, you want to come up and have fires and drink all day?
There is always work to do. That's the problem.
Yeah.
No, I guarantee if you come, we'll do that shiplap in like 2 hours.
Don't say that on the podcast. That's going to take us all day, Dom.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow. In 2 hours.
My wife's listened to this, remember?
Yeah, that's true. This is going to... It's going to take like probably hard. 3 weekends, I bet you.
Three weeks in a row. Imagine how fat we'd get with all that ice cream we'd eat.
Oh, man. Did I tell you I got a banana split a couple weekends ago?
You did tell me that. And it makes me want one.
Oh, man. It was so good. I think I'm going to get one again.
Yeah. The only thing I would really hate about a banana split is the cherry. Oh, I don't want that cherry, man.
I don't know how we can be friends.
We can't be friends.
That's the best part. Like, I want 9 of those cherries on top of there.
The maraschino cherries.
No, it was really good. And they make it. I like this place because they make it with love. Like, this kid.
Let's just turn it into a Harlequin romance novel.
No, this kid took like 40 minutes to make my banana split. was ridiculous. I could have grown bananas by the time.
He just whipped the ice cream fresh.
It took so long. Pulling out like all these little jars and like one cherry, screw the jar, put it back, and then like the next jar of stuff. And the whipped cream is like the like an art, buddy. Come on, I want to eat this thing before it melts.
Yeah, that's right.
You know
he
what?
Treated they have that banana split like drinks in Vegas.
Yeah, you know, well, cost almost as much as drinks in Vegas. But anyway, you know what they have that I want to try? Because they make really good banana bread there. I don't know if you like banana bread.
Oh, that's fucking you don't like disgusting.
It? No, I don't I mind it. They make really good banana bread there. But so they make it like it's award-winning banana bread. It's not like any banana. It's it's
okay.
They're known for their banana bread and their butter tarts. They have really good butter tarts too.
Butter tarts. I'm down with that.
So this banana bread, they make a banana bread split. So instead of bananas, they put slices of the banana bread.
Yeah, yeah. In my head, I was like, that what the hell is that?
I think that would be incredible because as the ice cream melts, the bread would soak it up.
No, that's fucking gross.
No, I think that's what I'm getting next time.
Yeah, get it next time.
Even if my hand is still all messed up, I'll just shove my face in it and
I'll
eat
just
it.
Slam,
I can't hold a spoon.
Just smash it on your face. So we should do a video of that, eh? Buy a banana split just to throw
it. Just smash it in the guy's face.
See, speaking of content, we'd be up there on vacation making content.
That's right. Remember last year our kids got that sticky, what was it called? Sticky. It was just basically a whole bunch of gummy worms and gummy bears.
Yes, like, yeah.
Scooped on it.
I really, really, really enjoy the ice cream at that place, man. Like
really good.
It's so good, man. Oh fuck. Anyways, are people going to forget you if you take a vacation? Not necessarily. It depends on many factors. How established are you already as a content creator? We talked about that. If you already have a strong following and you've been doing this for a while, then you won't be forgotten. You don't have to start from scratch when you're back.
Well, you know what I think
it is? But you're
going
to have to catch up, though. That's
yeah, exactly. That was going to be part of my point. It's not that people are going to forget you, but you're going to be lost to a whole group of people that will have maybe found you or have come on board in that time period. Right. Like if we go back and talk about some guys that used to be on Instagram, like Juice, like Juice Woodworking.
Oh, remember Juice?
Yeah. Tim.
Build, yeah.
Mike, Mad Raven. Like those guys were huge and everybody knew them. Right.
Buddy like, Woodpaster, our good friend.
Yeah,
he's gone.
Yeah. They were massive. And so I don't think it's a fact that most people that followed them are not going to forget them. Yeah, they realize, hey, you know what? I haven't seen the Woodpaster around in a while. He's gone. But if he ever decided to come back or any of them ever decided to come back, those people won't have forgotten them. But all that new group of people, like they're to them, okay, right, who's this guy? Like I've never heard of him before.
Yeah. Or even the potential of, although these days the number itself is not a lot, but let's say you take a 3-month break, like you said. What's his name? The kindest man in the world.
Tyson.
Tyson.
He is the kindest man in the world. Yeah. He really is.
He is super nice. But let's say you take a 2 or 3 month break like Tyson. What about that 2 or 3 months worth of people that you could have been building, right? Yeah. Even if you're down to like 1 or 2 a day now, that's. You know, that's 50, 60.
I think that's okay, though. I think that's important to you for like your lifestyle and your mental health, then I think that's, you know, that's minor. That's a drop in the bucket. Like if your content is good and you know, you have a message to get out there that either is entertaining or educational or something, you'll make it up when you come back, I think. Right. I think that's a minor.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I think
with that.
Going away for a longer time, that's hard. Like, I'll use Mike Mad Raven as an example. When he stopped posting on Instagram, he had, I don't know, I'm going to say maybe like 30,000. He was in around that mark, 30,000.
That was massive.
This was at a time when people were like struggling to get 5,000. Like 5,000 was a massive number. Yeah. Right. So he was one of the big guys. So you wonder now, like he's been gone for
years.
He left around the time that we went to like our first workbench. So like 2019.
Before that.
Yeah, yep. Before that. Because he came to workbench and I remember talking to him and he was like, yeah, I don't know. Like this makes me kind of want to start posting again, but I don't know. And then he never really did. I think he posted like one time after that. But imagine from 2019 or, you know, end of 2018 to now another 5 years, where would he be?
Yeah, even just using the platform itself. Like, do you even know how to make a video? Right.
And he was like making crazy video, even when videos weren't, everybody was still posting pictures. There was the ability to post videos and he was making like great, like really entertaining, well-made videos, like edits. And when nobody was doing that kind of stuff.
Really? Yeah. 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 That's, I guess, going down this list again is off. Also, how often do you usually put out content? Like if people are used to seeing, you know, two a day from you, yeah, you'll probably be missed a bit more than if you're just a regular, you know, two a week guy anyways, right? That might make it easier to take a little break. And then keep in mind, I'm still on the same website I mentioned earlier. And how much do people engage with your content? If people engage with it a lot, then that's a good sign for your vacation because your content will keep itself going, like we talked about earlier. Yeah. And if they don't, then... you know, there's nothing worse than opening up your Instagram after like 5 hours of not checking it and you have like three hearts. You're like, oh, fuck, like I missed fuck all. And that was 5 hours long, you know, not one comment. So, but anyways,
that's me these days. Like those days of waking up in the morning and you check your notifications and like you're scrolling and you scroll to the end where you can't even see them all. Because it's just,
and that was only like 3 hours or something.
Yeah. Like that's, I can't even remember that. That was so long ago that I had some. Now I wake up, I check in, like I'm in negative notifications.
Yeah. It's telling you to put your phone down. Instagram's flashing. Mine doesn't even show me followers anymore. You know, sometimes that little icon pops up with the number. Yeah. I don't even have that anymore. It's back to being gone. I didn't have that forever. Then I got it again. And it's a nice little feeling when you see, like, even if it's 1, 2, 4, 7, whatever. I don't get that little thing anymore. I don't know. Instagram's messing around with me, but yeah, that's it. I did not once again put out a mailbag for tonight's episode, so I apologize. It's just we kind of, you know, we're very organic and real on this podcast. We threw this topic together today, and Dom and I just chatted earlier in a text. So I hope you guys enjoyed the episode, and without any questions.
Yeah, let's be honest. I said to Vic, I said, let's like, to just have a chat tonight because I'm not going to be able to focus on anything like very important with the excruciating pain that's radiating through my arm right now.
This guy's throbbing as we speak.
you know what's funny? I'll tell you a quick funny story, wrestling related. So I don't know if you've been watching it at all lately.
Not as much as I want to.
Okay, so Cody, you know Cody Rhodes, right?
Yeah.
He's the guy that fought Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
I know him, yeah.
So he's fighting Brock Lesnar recently, right? Okay. And this whole storyline where Brock Lesnar broke his arm, right? Oh, so he's been on TV with this cast on.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's part of the story. And, you know, they got to make everything big in WWE. So he's like, he's got this titanium cast that's made of titanium. So last night, I actually went to the urgent care before he went to bed, my son, right? So he was like, oh, Dad, I hope it's not broken. I said, well, tomorrow morning, I'll tell you what the doctor said. So this morning, he wakes up, and I go in his room, and he sees this brace on my wrist, right? And he's like, oh, what happened? Is it broken? I said, no, it's not broken, but it's titanium, just like Cody Rhodes. His eyes got like, so for a second he believed, and then he looks at me and goes, no.
Yeah, he saw like, right through that.
Let me touch it. He touches it, he goes, that's plastic.
Yeah, he's too smart for that shit.
Then tonight I picked him up. We're walking home from school because it was a nice day, so we walked. I said to him, you're not going to believe what happened today. He goes, why? What happened? I said, you're not going to believe it. This morning I got a call from the WWE. And they want me to be in a cast versus cast match with Cody Rhodes.
Oh, poor kid. Eh? He's just
like, he's... Nah, but he knows now that I'm an idiot. He's like, get out of here, Dad. They didn't call.
Yeah. Yeah, our kids are at that age now where they just call our bullshit, right?
He tells his buddies. He's like, oh, my dad fools around so much. He's like, he does so many jokes.
Of course. That's good, though, man. Before we go, I just want to know, would you rather sniff a dog's butt with your nose, like right in the dog's butt?
What
like,
else am I going to sniff it with? Oh, like proximity, no, you're like, saying. Yeah, okay.
Proximity with your nose, like within 1 millimeter.
I used a lot of big words tonight in this episode. Did you notice?
I did notice that.
I used like several really big, no, water. I can't drink because I'm taking Advil for the pain. That's not even, anyway. So would I rather,
I don't, to our listeners, I don't condone the action, but I'm also a big supporter of mixing medicine and drinking. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So just.
I can't say I haven't done that in the past, but anyway, what's your question?
All right. So would you rather sniff a dog's butt with your nose, like right up in its butthole, or just eat a small bowl of dog food? I'm talking like a good whiff. Like, you need to suck in through your nose for 10 seconds.
Eat a small bowl of dog food.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, 1,000,000%. I would rather eat a.
You are very adamant about that, eh?
Yeah.
Well then, let me ask you this: would you rather drink milk from a goat's udder, or have a spider crawl around in your mouth for 1 minute?
Oh, man, that's... this guy's gonna puke at his own question.
I just pictured a spider in my mouth. I'm going to barf. But imagine a goat's tatatas in your mouth and you're sucking on its milk.
Either way, man, that's disgusting.
Well, there's no...
I don't...
You have to pick one.
What kind of a spider is it? Not that that really matters. Imagine having a tarantula in your mouth.
I can't handle that thought.
Mind you, that might be better because it's so big, like it can't, like a little one can crawl down your throat.
Oh, God. I don't know what to say about that.
I think I'd have to go with the goat.
Yeah, you do.
I think so. Like, I can't, I don't like bugs. I can't handle that.
I'm just picturing you on your knees under a goat. Like, that is just absolutely appalling.
Hey, easy. You're going to make this an X-rated episode soon if you're not careful. I don't think I can handle it. Remember Fear Factor? There's no way I could have ever been on that show.
Yeah. No, I do all like the driving and like the climbing stuff, but the eating stuff was no way, man. Like, no way. The shit they had to eat, I'd just quickly walk away. And it was for $50,000,
dude. Yeah, that's the thing that would all, that was always the thing that would blow me away. Like, people would do that for 50 grand.
Yeah.
And then you get, and then like that's in the US, so you would get taxed on that winnings.
And it's your team, so it's 25 each.
Tax, minus taxes, let's say 18 grand.
Yeah, you get 18 grand to eat a buffalo testicle. You know? To have like a coffin full of spiders. No thanks.
No chance.
All right, let's quit while we're ahead. But speaking of vacations, Dom and I are not taking any, so we will be here every single week this summer, and that's a
this
promise.
Is I think our first summer that we're not taking a break, like from
that's
the
right.
from the podcast.
Yes.
I think this is since we started doing it, we've always taken like whatever, a month, sometimes 2 months without it. This summer, no breaks.
We're considering daily, like Dom said earlier. We are considering that, but that's a bit too much.
The 9 people that listen to this will get to listen to us every week or every couple of weeks.
And if you're not sending us questions on the For the Gram page, why not? Like, why are you not sending us questions, guys? Send us your concerns. Send us shit you want Dom and I to talk about. Otherwise, we just get together and talk about.
Yeah, John, why haven't you sent us a question lately?
Unbelievable, that kid. John. JD. All right, let's wrap it up. Thanks again for listening, folks. And Dom, I hope your wrist feels better.
I'm sure it'll be better soon. Give it some rest.
Toughen up, you baby.
That's right. Every.